Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Friday's a mood. It's a vibe. Welcome to the weekend. It's the Brett Mega Show. Hannah is out sick today. She had been like kind of dealing with that like scratchy voice, cold-like symptoms. And then AB, she was out at Westport with you.
Yeah, and it was about 90 degrees, and she did not look okay.
She went to urgent care after that, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's nothing like super serious. It was more like just like she has like this like respiratory cold thing that's like going around. And she said like it just took her out.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, like you said, it was 90 degrees. Like in July, it's like 96, 98, 100 degrees. But for some reason, this 90 in September, end of September, felt like different. It felt like gross. Like, I don't know. It felt weird.
It was like unnecessary. It's like, come on, you know, fall starts here.
We're
like
drinking PSLs,
Sunday.
People,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So how was Westport, though, other than Hannah being sick?
It was really fun. Mr. Metal, who texts in all the time, came up to us, and he gave us a shirt that said Mr. Metal on it.
Respect.
And he was very excited to meet us. And then he brought his wife over and was like, these are them.
Does he look like a Mr. Metal?
He does. He fits the name.
Cool.
He was awesome.
What a badass.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Metal wanted Hannah to do a hard job.
Did he?
Yeah,
I don't even remember that.
I think he said, like, you could do a hard job with me. We need to get Hannah out there doing a Hannah's hard job working metal, whatever that that even means.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited for the balloon festival this weekend, the balloon race?
I really want to go.
Are you going?
I hope so. I hope I can, like, muster a little group together.
I'm going to go, I think. I've never been before.
It's awesome. The balloon glow is awesome.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah,
so there's the glow tonight and then the race tomorrow.
Which one are you trying to go to, AB?
I can't go tonight, so hopefully tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So I've never seen the kickoff. I've seen the balloons. Like, I can remember driving because you can see them.
See them while you're driving.
Yeah, it's awesome, but I've never actually seen them. So that's
You've never seen the glow?
Cool.
You've never been to the glow?
I've been to the glow.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to the kickoff of the actual race.
I've never been to anything.
Really?
I don't know where I've been the past couple years. I did not know this was a thing.
It's like one of the biggest things we do.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, welcome to life.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There's a good news story that's near and dear to everyone's heart here at Y98 because it's a special weekend, Alex. And I know you're heavily involved with Pedal with the Cause.
Yeah, and Pedal the Cause is gearing up for their 15th year of creating a world without cancer. And it's Pedal the Cause weekend all weekend long. And it touches us personally because, of course, our good friend that was with Y98 for a very long time, Jen Myers, is a big part in Pedal the Cause in finding a cure for cancer and raising funds to support the research that goes along with that. So all weekend long, Pedal the Cause is going to be out in St. Charles at the Family Arena out in the parking lot. It's going to be a big celebration. The race, the ride is on Sunday, but it's an awesome weekend. There's going to be different food, drink vendors. Kids are definitely welcome. There's different activities for kids throughout the weekend. Fun social media activations on site. And it's really just going to be great live music out there. And again, all to support an incredible cause here locally.
I know that Pedal the Cause was such an important part of Jen's story here on Y98. And Kevin, you worked with her for so long and still close with her.
You know what? She is such a fighter. I know that she has been battling and continues to battle cancer. And she just continues to defy the odds. And that's what this is all about. This is raising those funds that stay here locally that help people like Jen who are cancer survivors and keep the fight going. So every little bit you give just goes back to those you love.
It's an important cause that we can all help with this weekend, so it's a special weekend here in St. Louis and a special weekend for Y98.
Yeah, and if you want to find out how to help more and find out more about this weekend, you can go to pedalthecause.org.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Guardians. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 7:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
It's time for the CitySC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect you to CitySC, so we bring on the voice of CitySC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with CitySC. Joey, what's your big three?
One. Number one, City prepares for the final five-game stretch of the season after falling 3-1 versus Minnesota. Despite the loss, City got one of the best saves of his already illustrious career from Roman Berkey. The incredible save sounded like this on the Apple TV home radio feed and Y98.
Lud, who is with Finland, plays through Pereira. Ball slipped toward the spot. He's back to Lud. Oh, what a play by Berkey! Dives back, ball on the deck, gets a bit to it. Oh, Roman Berkey! Saving things like a financially responsible Baywatch cast member.
Number two, City teamed up with Schnucks and Operation Food Search to combat food insecurity in the metro area. Together, we raised over 56,000 pounds of food, enough to serve over 14,000 people. Thanks to all of our partners at Schnucks and Operation Food Search and everyone who donated to help us fight hunger in our city. Number three, City looks to sweep the season series against San Jose Saturday, 9 p.m. pregame show and a 9:30 Central Time first kick on the Odyssey app and Y98. This will be City's second ever trip to San Jose to take on the Earthquakes. Last year, the team won 2-1 at PayPal Park. This has been the STL City SC Big Three with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big Three with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
The polls are open.
That Sabrina Carpenter song is so good. We're giving away a trip to L.A. for you and three of your friends just by listening to Y98 on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. You just instantly qualify for that trip, so it's real easy to win. If you're on your way to work or school, just turn us on for 60 minutes. Boom. Let's do the poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's out today. Would you rather live in a treehouse or underground bunker?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I loved Fallout. The problem with an underground bunker is you're underground. It's all fake. It's not real. You don't see any greenery. You don't see any fresh air. You don't see any real life.
It is tough.
However, I've also watched Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and those tree houses are high.
That is true. You could fall, Kevin.
You could fall. But I would go with the treehouse. I think a treehouse would be much better.
I would have to go with treehouse, too. Yeah. If you're in an underground bunker, I think you would go insane.
It's a rookie mistake, guys. So you guys think treehouse cool, like, oh, I could see fresh air, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
There's no space. I mean, you're just, like, I mean, how big could a treehouse be?
That's a good point.
Underground bunker, man. Do you ever see, like, the Ninja Turtles and stuff like that? You got space. That's what you need. You need room to be able to do some stuff. You could build, like, a skate park underground, whatever you want.
Even in Fallout, they have enough space to where they have, you know, fields.
Yeah.
They have, you know, greenery. They have
underground?
All this stuff. Underground.
Yeah, underground.
Now, a lot of it's fake. A lot of it's like, you know, movie screens and things like that, but you can't
underground,
tell.
You got room to go. It's a common mistake. Like, you think, oh, treehouse, like, fresh air. But then what are you doing? You got nothing. You got, like, the little
I
tree
like people
area.
Watching.
You could people watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, underground bunker, you're kind of cut off from the world. Have you watched the news lately, though? Might be good to be cut off from the world.
Right. That's true also.
How do I get to an underground bunker right now?
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Jennifer, you're on your way to the gym, huh?
Yes.
So you're ready to pump iron and beat AB.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so since Hannah's out, it's going to be you versus AB. You think you got a better chance of beating AB than Hannah?
That I don't know.
Cool, all right.
I guess we're about to find out. So AB, you got to leave the room like Hannah does. You can't hear any of the questions, and I'm going to ask Jennifer and AB the same 5 questions. We'll see how you do, okay, Jennifer?
Okay.
The school might be named after Hannah, but AB still gets the win in case of a tie, all right?
Okay.
All right. If you were listening to Hannah's hashtag yesterday, who will be the first musical guest for Saturday Night Live?
I wasn't listening.
Thanks
I'm
a lot,
sorry.
Jennifer. It's all right. Hannah's not here. We don't have to.
I'm sorry.
Big time country artist right now.
Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Nice guess.
Nice guess.
Good job.
This former talk show host did a stand-up special for Netflix addressing how she got kicked out of Hollywood.
Kathy Griffin.
Okay. Who is doing a Christmas special with Netflix on December 6th?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay. Which two former High School Musical stars dated? Which two are famous for dating?
Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake.
From the movies, The High School Musical.
Oh, The High School Musical. Zac Efron and Selena Gomez?
That will count
it. Yeah,
Vanessa Hudgens, they both have black hair. and then, what was the mascots in High School Musical?
Bulldog?
All right, no, cool. No. 2 out of 5. All right, we're 2 out of 5, right? Yeah, 2 out of 5. We'll see how AB does, okay?
I am so sorry.
You're good, no worries.
Hannah's homeschool.
Since Hannah is out for Hannah's homeschool, AB actually left the room and is going to play against Jennifer. Jennifer just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. She got 2 out of 5, AB.
Okay.
So not too much pressure.
But it sounds like they're hard.
They are hard, and you had to be listening to Hannah's Hollywood hashtag, and we're about to find out just how close everyone is with Hannah here. Because that's the first question. Ty will go to AB, even though it's Hannah's school. She's filling in for Hannah here. Here's the same 5 questions I just got done asking Jennifer. Who will be the first musical guest for Saturday Night Live who Hannah told us about in her hashtag yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. Way I was half listening to Hannah yesterday.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Jennifer got this right, just so you know.
It's not Ariana Grande, but I know she's one of them.
That is a true fact, but I need to know who is the first musical guest.
I don't know. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll.
It is Jelly Roll. Well, that's how Jennifer got there, late in the game, too. Okay. This former talk show host did a stand-up special for Netflix addressing how she got kicked out of Hollywood.
Ellen?
That's correct. Ellen. Who is doing a Christmas special with Netflix?
Sabrina Carpenter.
On December 6th.
My girl.
Which two former High School Musical stars once dated?
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens?
Yes.
Wow.
We also counted Selena Gomez because they both have black hair.
Right.
But
what? And a Disney star.
and what was the mascot in High School Musical?
A Wildcat.
Wildcats!
Yeah.
Wow!
Way
to go, AB.
AB represented Hannah well with a 5 for 5.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you should have played against Hannah.
Right.
You just got to say, I went to Hannah's homeschool and I got schooled by AB.
I went to Hannah's homeschool and I got schooled by AB.
Hannah's homeschool!
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, Hannah's actually out sick today, so AB gets to tell me keep it moving.
Yep.
You get to boss me around.
I know.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because we know it's the weekend and you're busy, and I'll look at all the stuff that's viral and trending, and you'll be like, oh, cool, I know everything that's happening in the world. Remember, AB is in charge, Kevin, when I read this first headline.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read a headline, and then you tell me if you need more details. This year's Toy Hall of Fame finalists have been announced.
Okay, I'll do it for Kev.
Kev is probably freaking out. Kevin, you're going to freak out, man. There's some good ones. So there's 12 toys, and it's actually really hard to get into the Toy Hall of Fame.
It gets harder and harder.
Some of these toys, you're going to be like, it's not in the Toy Hall of Fame already? Like, no. Only 3 of these 12 will make it. Games, board games, like Apples to Apples in there.
Ooh.
Card game, Phase 10. Pokemon trading cards. Choose Your Own Adventure game books.
Yeah, I love those.
Toy trucks. Not in the Toy Hall of Fame already.
Wow.
My Little Pony. Not in the toy. Yep.
Oh.
Trampolines. Transformers. Oh. And plain old balloons. And a stick horse they used to ride around as a kid.
Stick horse isn't
the
in
stick
there?
Horse
oh, my God.
Wow. It's a top 12 finalist, but didn't even make it.
Wow.
So only 3 of them get to make it, Kevin. Who's going to make it?
I'm going to go with the stick horse. I'm going to go with My Little Pony.
Major, you're going all...
The stick horse is like a literal event sport
now. And I want to say Transformers. I don't think they're going to make it, but I'm going to say the Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Wow. All right. We'll see if Kevin's right. Mm-hmm. They announced it in November. I know everyone's going to be locked in on that. The fact that we had to say a quote on this show saying, I'm going to go with the stick horse.
Yeah.
This explains why fast food places stop serving breakfast at 10 a.m.
Oh, please tell me.
I know, because you want to know?
I love McDonald's breakfast.
It's because people feel like they're not allowed to have breakfast foods after 10:25 in the morning.
That is not true.
It's like, yeah, they feel like some kind of guilt. No, like... No, I will eat breakfast at any time. It's like, Big Daddy, when they race to get to McDonald's and it's closed.
At
10:30, you feel like you can't eat breakfast. Like, it's not true.
Yep.
They would always do it. But we really got stuck on the whole.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
Because of Kevin.
That's right. Go stick horse.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, Hannah is out today, so just Kevin and AB taking guesses on the Megamind question of the day. When it comes to our favorite dessert, and according to a recent poll, this was the number one answer people had.
Oh, come on. It's got to be ice cream.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
I'm going to go cake.
One of you got it.
Oh!
Who? One and two, guys.
Oh,
man.
Who do you think got it? Is it AB with cake? Is it Kevin with ice cream? Just texting the name you think got it right. What do you think is the number one dessert according to a recent survey? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Here's the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. We got answers 1 and 2 from AB and Kevin because Hannah's out today. When it comes to your favorite dessert, this is number one according to a recent survey. Kevin said ice cream. AB said cake.
I am shocked. The text line is totally one-sided.
Really?
Towards me. Everybody said Kevin is correct, including Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete. Ice cream is the number one dessert.
Love Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy. It's my wife's aunt and uncle, and they've never gotten a Mega Mind. No, they have gotten a few right, but they don't often get them right. And once again, if you're on the side of Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, you would be the wrong side.
I thought
cake was the number one answer.
Cake's a great answer.
Answer first. You
I know. I know, but because I was like, it's not ice cream, it's cake.
Even I like ice cream better than cake, though, so that doesn't even make sense
to me.
And
I put ice cream on my cake.
Now that's a guy who knows how to do it. That's what I'm talking about.
Mega Minds.
You have to tell me, in the honest to God truth, is flipping people off, like giving them the bird, is that old? Is it outdated? Or do people still do it? Be honest with me. When's the last time you gave someone the finger? And did it feel good? 314-531-9898. I feel like that's something like old school, like Eminem used to do. I thought it was outdated. Somebody flipped me off. I never give people like the finger.
I don't either.
Somebody, when I was driving in traffic, it was a typical cliche traffic thing. And it's so funny because I was just talking to my son, who's 3, about like why people beep. And then I got beeped at because I cut somebody off on accident. It happens. And the guy flipped me off. And I thought to myself, who still does that? What are you, Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I think it's only deserving in traffic if you cut somebody off, you know, because I've been flipped off by old women for accidentally cutting them off.
Kevin, how?
I don't know. I was driving with the kids. We were trying to go to McDonald's. We got in the wrong lane. We kind of cut off to turn. And then all of a sudden, man, the old ladies behind me were very upset. And we look back in the rearview mirror and they're flipping the bird. Both of these old women.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's just like lame. Like, really? That's what you're going to do?
I feel like laying the horn on or throwing up your hands or doing other motions.
Yeah.
I feel like when I saw him flip me off, I just thought to myself, I didn't know that people did that anymore. And then I thought to myself, I wonder if that felt good though. Cause now I kind of
it never does.
I want to flip somebody up. And do you do the thumb or no thumb?
I do
the thumb.
No thumb.
You do no thumb?
No. Yes.
I feel like I'm trying to do it. I'm doing it. I'm flipping it even. See, you're laughing. It feels kind of good.
I do the no thumb.
You do no thumb?
I'm a no thumb flipper.
My family was coming home from church on Christmas one year and got flipped off.
Wow.
Like, it's Christmas.
Dang. Man. Santa gonna give him some coal.
Yeah.
All right. When did you get flipped off, or when did you flip people off? And are you a thumb or no thumb person? Because I feel like we gotta decide. 314-531-9898. People be going crazy on me. I just cut somebody off. They gave me the bird. They flipped me off. And I said, who does that anymore? Is that still a thing? 314-531-9898. And by the way, we're like 10 minutes away from Meghan Trainor tickets while we're commercial free. Kevin, you said there's some funny text messages.
Yeah, so this text says, my fiance and I flip each other off for fun. It doesn't actually mean anything, but I feel like it's not commonly used anymore as an actual insult. Now then on the flip side, somebody texted in and said, I feel like people don't flip off because of safety.
Yeah.
I've heard so many stories with traffic issues that somebody flipped out because they got flipped off.
You know what? I actually have felt the same way. Like, you know, when you give someone the like finger, like, is this going to escalate? It's just a finger.
Yeah.
But like, will it escalate? That's so funny.
Well, Kristen obviously doesn't feel this way because Kristen said, I just did it 20 minutes ago and it actually felt very good.
It felt good?
Yes.
Oh, man. See, Michael, you weren't like, you were denied that pleasure. You were going to flick somebody off and then you got denied, huh?
Yeah, it was actually for the safety reason. It's really funny that they said that. I was driving with my girlfriend yesterday. We were in the left lane. Somebody was driving extremely slow. I got upset. I had to pass him in the right lane. And then once I got over into the left lane, I was like, I'm going to flick him off. My girlfriend said no. And, you know, happy wife, happy life. You can be wife or you can be happy. So I chose to be happy, but she wouldn't let me do it due to safety reasons.
See, she did not. See, our wives try to keep us alive, but they don't understand the pleasure you'd feel from a good finger.
Oh, yeah. It makes you feel good, I'm telling you. It really does. I don't care what anybody says.
Would you have gone thumb or no thumb, though?
No thumb, it's like you get the last word, though. You know, you flick them off, and then you don't watch, and then you just keep going. But you got to pass it.
So funny. Thank you for the call, Michael. Jason, you're a dump truck driver, huh?
Yeah, I drive throughout the city on a daily basis. And, you get down it, like, down off of Grand or whatever, and I get people that flip me off all the time. We sit at a stoplight. It takes forever to get your speed built up or whatever. They just flip you off, honk their horns at us. You know.
Man, they don't give no respect to the garbage man, the dump truck worker, man. Well, but, thank you for picking up our trash.
Right.
I wouldn't flick you off, Jason.
Exactly, right on.
Sean's actually got a solution. It's actually better than flicking somebody off. What is that, Sean?
Yeah, you got to go full motion into it, but you put that arm forward and give him a big old thumbs down. It hurts the heart, man.
Thumbs it's like down. I feel like it's aggressively not as...
I've had someone do that to me before.
What did it make you feel?
I was kind of confused. I don't know. I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
I love how it hurts the heart.
I love it. I'm going to try a thumbs down and watch their reaction. Like, oh, man, my soul just left me. They didn't even give me the flick. They didn't even flick me off.
It's a face drop.
Thank you for the call. Thumbs down, huh? That's the new thing. Thumbs up for this. Meghan Trainor tickets coming your way right after Ariana Grande on Y98. Thanks for kicking off your weekend with the Brett Mega Show. We are rolling commercial free still. And we got Meghan Trainor tickets. Hannah's out today, but Meghan Trainor is celebrating Hannah's birthday. That was nice of Meghan. Did she come in here to the Hollywood Casino? Amphitheater October 2nd. You can get your tickets to Meghan Trainor for caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. We'll hook you up with some Meghan Trainor tickets. Coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, I'm going to take it over for Hannah, but I know we've been talking a lot about all this Diddy stuff that is so disgusting and disturbing, but there's somebody we haven't brought up at all, and that is Bieber And we should be talking about Bieber. I'll explain why right after Avicii on Y98 St. Louis. Commercial free all morning long on the Brett Mega Show with Meghan Trainor tickets. She's so much fun. There's this video that was going viral of her just hearing her song on the radio for like the first time. And it's so cool that artists feel that same excitement when like a video plays on the radio. They're excited. That's cool. She's coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater for Hannah's birthday, October 2nd. Andrew, you're going to be celebrating Hannah's birthday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
Yay,
see Meghan Trainor. Happy birthday to Hannah. She's out sick today, but we'll celebrate her birthday with Meghan Trainor, and you're going to be one of the people on the special guest list.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
We appreciate you. Hold on as we'll grab your info for those Meghan Trainor tickets. Let's get into the Hollywood hashtag.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Hannah's out today, so I'm going to take over the Hollywood hashtag. And we've been talking a lot about the Diddy allegations during the Hollywood hashtag with Hannah and stuff like that. The stuff is just disgusting.
Oh, there's so much.
Sex trafficking.
Yes.
He has been arrested by the feds with no bond, no bail, nothing. And twice he was denied bail. So this is some pretty serious stuff.
Very much so.
But one of the people that no one seems to be talking about, and maybe we should be talking about, and some of the ways we should be addressing our attention instead of just focusing on this monster that is Diddy, are some of the victims that could possibly we can highlight, and that is Bieber. And I want to call him a victim, but like Bieber has been under and inside Diddy's inside circle for so long. He is someone that he lived with Diddy for a long period of time when he was coming up in the music industry. Bieber did a song with Diddy just last year when all this stuff was starting to come out.
Ooh.
And people started reaching out to Bieber like, how do you feel? And what they're saying is that he had no idea. That he like didn't know, that he could understand that he was a manipulative person, but he was manipulated by Diddy. And that's what ends up happening if you are a victim to someone who took advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone who Diddy had under his mentorship as a young child. They said it's really screwed with Bieber. And now he feels like he looks bad because he did that collaboration a year ago. And Bieber is so disgusted that he's kind of shutting down from the world. And he just became a new dad.
Wow. You know, it's weird. He's not the only one. Bieber's not the only one who's come out and said, you know, I had no idea. There have been other celebrities, and maybe they're just getting ahead of it.
Yes.
They're, you know, they're trying not to be associated with it. But others have said, you know, I've gone to the parties. I've been kind of a part of his circle for a little bit, but I had no idea it was to this level. It was this bad.
That's what is confusing me is, like, how did nobody know? Like, the word party, these freak-offs, that means there's so many people there participating in whatever the freak-off is. How did nobody know, and why aren't more people having these type of conversations?
Yeah, it's so hard to know if they're just protecting themselves or if they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so the other thing is what you're going to start seeing, and you've started to see, is these awkward moments with Bieber that have gone viral. There's a moment that has gone viral where Diddy's, when the younger Bieber, saying, Justin's like, let's go find some girls. And Diddy calls him, quote, a man after my heart. And everyone's like, that was weird. And then there's this a moment where it's really going viral where like Diddy and Bieber hug each other and Diddy kind of checks him for like a wire. Like that's the type of weird. This video is going viral. It's like, yo, patting him down. Like that was the type of relationship that he had to have. And then Bieber felt like he always had to answer Diddy's calls. That's abuse. That is a form of abuse. So maybe we should focus more on some of those people and be worried about them, and then let this monster just go to jail and rot or whatever.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
We're still gonna be commercial free all morning long. One of our listeners actually sent us an email. It says, guys, I need your help. A segment you guys had on the show inspired us to have a pretty serious conversation of, should I get rid of my dog or not? Explain why in 3 minutes on Y98. What is the most amount of money you've had to spend on your dog? 314-531-9898. Or it was going viral of her just hearing her song on the radio for like the first time. And it's so cool that artists feel that same excitement when like a video plays on the radio. They're excited. That's cool. She's coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater for Hannah's birthday, October 2nd. Andrew, you're going to be celebrating Hannah's birthday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
Happy birthday.
See Meghan Trainor. Happy birthday to Hannah. She's out sick today, but we'll celebrate her birthday with Meghan Trainor, and you're going to be one of the people on the special guest list.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
We appreciate you. Hold on as we'll grab your info for those Meghan Trainor tickets. Let's get into the Hollywood hashtag.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
is out today, so I'm going to take over the Hollywood hashtag. And we've been talking a lot about the Diddy allegations during the Hollywood hashtag with Hannah and stuff like that. The stuff is just disgusting.
Oh, there's so much.
Sex trafficking.
Yes.
He has been arrested by the feds with no bond, no bail, nothing. And twice he was denied bail. So this is some pretty serious stuff.
Very much so.
But one of the people that no one seems to be talking about, and maybe we should be talking about, and some of the ways we should be addressing our attention instead of just focusing on this monster that is Diddy, are some of the victims that could possibly we can highlight, and that is Bieber. And I want to call him a victim, but like Bieber has been under and inside Diddy's inside circle for so long. He is someone that he lived with Diddy for a long period of time when he was coming up in the music industry. Bieber did a song with Diddy just last year when all this stuff was starting to come out.
Ooh.
And people started reaching out to Bieber like, how do you feel? And what they're saying is that he had no idea. That he like didn't know, that he could understand that he was a manipulative person, but he was manipulated by Diddy. And that's what ends up happening if you are a victim to someone who took advantage of you. Mm-hmm. And this is someone who Diddy had under his mentorship as a young child. They said it's really screwed with Bieber. And now he feels like he looks bad because he did that collaboration a year ago. And Bieber is so disgusted that he's kind of shutting down from the world. And he just became a new dad.
Wow. You know, it's weird. He's not the only one. Bieber's not the only one who's come out and said, you know, I had no idea. There have been other celebrities, and maybe they're just getting ahead of it.
Yes.
They're, you know, they're trying not to be associated with it. But others have said, you know, I've gone to the parties. I've been kind of a part of his circle for a little bit, but I had no idea it was to this level. It was this bad.
That's what is confusing me is, like, how did nobody know? Like, the word party, these freak-offs, that means there's so many people there participating in whatever the freak-off is. How did nobody know, and why aren't more people having these type of conversations?
Yeah, it's so hard to know if they're just protecting themselves or if they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so the other thing is what you're going to start seeing, and you've started to see, is these awkward moments with Bieber that have gone viral. There's a moment that has gone viral where Diddy's, when the younger Bieber, saying, Justin's like, let's go find some girls. And Diddy calls him, quote, a man after my heart. And everyone's like, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then there's this a moment where it's really going viral where like Diddy and Bieber hug each other and Diddy kind of checks him for like a wire. Like that's the type of weird. This video is going viral. It's like, yo, patting him down. Like that was the type of relationship that he had to have. And then Bieber felt like he always had to answer Diddy's calls. That's abuse.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. That is a form of abuse. So maybe we should focus more on some of those people and be worried about them and then let this monster just go to jail and rot or whatever.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We're still going to be commercial free all morning long. One of our listeners actually sent us an email. It says, guys, I need your help. A segment you guys had on the show inspired us to have a pretty serious conversation of, should I get rid of my dog or not? Explain why in 3 minutes on Y98. What is the most amount of money you've had to spend on your dog? 314-531-9898. Or the most extreme thing you've had to do for your dog? 314-531-9898. We had asked this kind of question, like, you know, because Kevin was talking about this with a family member of, like, what's the max amount of money you had spent with your dog and, like, had to spend on it? And your wife had a limit. What was it, like $1,000?
$1,000, and that's it. Sorry.
That's it.
Lily, I love you, but I'm sorry. There's a limit to our love.
Well, that conversation sparked another conversation for one of our listener friends, Erica, who's moving to Australia. Don't leave us, Erica. But Australia does sound awesome.
Yeah.
She wrote an email to Kevin, who forwarded to me, and said, I listen to the radio every morning when I'm taking my daughter to school, and the other day you were talking about the highest money you would spend on your dog. The thing is, we're moving to Australia, and the biggest dilemma is in our house is, do we take our dog or try rehoming the dog? Don't get me wrong, we absolutely love our dog. He is my baby and my baby boy, but we spend close to what our car costs. Yep, it's going to be around $15,000 to move the dog to Australia. Besides that, they have to stay away from us for 3 weeks because it's a long time journey from St. Louis to LA to Melbourne.
Wow.
And then you have to do 10 days of quarantine. It's just complicated. So the dog will be away from us for 3 weeks to make this happen. I'd love to know what other people think. Is it cruel to leave them? What do we do? Do we take the dog with us for the $15,000? Or do we say goodbye to the dog?
You know, you already know my answer. My wife's already told you. Sorry. We have to say farewell. You know, I think it's one of those things that there's so many factors that play into that. How long have you had the dog? How important is this dog to your family? Do you have that kind of money to move the dog?
I feel like this. You don't just leave a kid behind.
Yeah, I know that if it
you just leave your kid. Like, oh, like I got a new job. Like, but one of the kids can't go. I can't afford two of my kids now. I'm still trying to make it. I don't just leave them. But if I could, maybe I would save some money, but maybe I just... Well, you can't just
rehome
leave
them?
Yeah, I can't rehome my kid. How are you going to rehome your dog?
Think about this, though. Okay, you rehome your dog. It gives you a reason to come back to the States. We get to go...
If you rehome your dog, you're never seeing it again.
I'm not coming back from... where are you going? I'm flying from Australia.
You don't have, like, joint custody.
You already know AB's answer on this.
Yeah, AB's not a dog person.
I'm not a dog person. $15,000 is insane to even consider bringing your dog. Absolutely not.
Okay, what would you do? Do you think the dog should be rehomed? Would you spend the $15,000? Has this dilemma ever been... in your life, where you had to face it and like we had to figure out what to do with the dog? How did you get to your decision? 314-531-9898. Should Erica rehome the dog or figure out a way to get $15,000? We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah is out sick today. We got this email based off of Kevin's wife, probably, and AB's hatred for dogs. I don't know how to say it the nice way, but Kevin had come to the show and said, my wife said there's $1,000 limit on our dog Lily. And Hannah, I think at the time, was like, this is crazy, Kevin. And so many people had called in and said, oh, I would spend, you know, X amount of dollars on my dog. And AB's like, no way. And then Erica wrote Kevin an email saying, well, how about this dilemma? I'm moving to Australia and I don't know if I should rehome my dog or not, because it's like $15,000 to rehome the dog. And then they have to quarantine for like around 3 weeks or around 10 days. And the dog will be away from them for like 3 weeks. So this is like an extreme move for the dog to be away from their family for 3 weeks. Then it costs $15,000. Why does the dog have to quarantine is one of the questions I have.
And it's another country.
Yeah, Rhiannon. But it's a dog. And Rhiannon explains. Rhiannon, you know why this has to happen, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so why does the dog, it's a dog. Why does the dog have to quarantine?
Because Australia is a rabies-free country. They do not have rabies in their country at all. So they want to make sure that they are not allowing rabies to enter their country.
Oh, so we're like a rabies positive country? Or what? That's okay. So you had a friend who had to face the same exact dilemma with their cat?
Same exact dilemma. She came to the States on a 5-year visa and went back to Australia after the 5 years. And in the meantime, she had gotten a cat, and she had had her cat for 3 years. She also had a bird as well. And so when she made the decision to go back home, she found out that it was actually, and this was 2021 that this happened, that she had to pay $16,000 if she wanted to bring her cat back home, and the cat had to be quarantined for 30 days. Additionally, she could not bring the bird. You cannot bring any type of avian species into Australia at all, ever. So she had to leave her bird behind. She humbly called her grandma, bawling her eyes out, because this cat had become her emotional support creature during COVID and quarantine and all of the crap that our world encountered.
Yes.
So she humbly called her grandma, and her grandma paid for that kitty to go home, and they're back in Australia.
Wow. So she paid for it and made it happen. What an extreme situation.
Well, you know, talk about extreme, the fact that Australia says no birds. I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, Australia is like on this corner all by their own, but every picture I see of Australia, though, they're like, they're happy. They got like beaches and sunshine. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there, but like, I've never been to Australia, but they seem like they're doing something right, but I don't know. Now I heard they don't like animals.
So
they love animals, and that's part of the thing with the bird situation, because the majority of pet parrots actually come from Australia.
Really?
All of your cockatoos, all of your eclectuses, all of your ringnecks, they all come from Australia.
Who said this show's not an educational show?
Yeah,
look at the stuff we are learning. Thanks to Rhiannon. Thank you so much for the call.
No problem.
What a great call.
Yeah, I was going to say, Australia, though, is not as extreme as some of our listeners, who are disappointed that we are bringing this up this morning. listening to the radio and hearing someone even consider a decision that would have them leave their pet behind is ruining my morning.
Jesus.
This is the one that...
this is a real dilemma they're having.
$15,000.
Yeah. And
come
this
on.
Is a real... Yeah. Like, they can't afford it. So it's like, this is a real problem they're having. So we're actually trying to help Erica in this situation.
Yeah, and then somebody,
she wrote us.
Somebody else said, totally disgusted. Once an animal enters your home, it does not leave. That is like a family member. Next time we move, we leave a bee behind.
I said
for 15
this.
Grand.
Yeah, so for everyone who usually comes for me, by the way, remember who said that the dog was like a kid? Come for a bee. Yeah. Don't come for
when
me.
When I was in elementary school, we had to quote unquote rehome our dog because it was like vicious and evil after we had it for years.
Really?
Maybe, like,
so I've been through it, guys, and you know what? I'm fine.
But there are texts.
I hate animals, but I'm fine.
No, if you hate animals, you're not fine. Let's be honest.
There are some texts that do say, you know, what happens if you spend that kind of money and sadly the dog dies during travel or the dog doesn't acclimate well to Australia? Or what happens if the dog gets there and it has rabies?
Guys, you think that this was extreme to relocate the dog? Joey, tell everyone what you spent money on just because your dog, you loved him so much.
Well, we had some issues because my dog would go out on a lead and our neighbors wouldn't put their dogs on leashes, so they kept coming in the yard. My dog is dog reactive. So to, you know, protect all dogs involved, we spent $14,000 to put up a privacy fence in our yard.
They just stayed in the same...
Wow!
They stayed in the same lot, guys, for $14,000. They didn't even get to go to sunny Australia, but they put up a fence for their dog for same price.
That's a good fence.
That is a good fence!
Wow!
Thanks for the call, Joey. We're still commercial free on the Brett Mega Show on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. AB is going to take over for Hannah. She's out sick today. So I'll just read off a headline, and then AB, you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more.
All right.
2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy. So let's cover all these trending stories quickly. How God is saving your life and improving your health.
You know I got to take this one.
AB is super spiritual. Okay, this might blow your mind. Saying amen to good health is what this headline reads. Women who attend weekly religious services have a 26% lower risk of death than those who never visit a house of worship, according to Harvard.
Wow.
Yeah, so you just go to regular religious services and you're healthier and less risk of dying.
Well, I'm going to live forever.
New death clock will tell you if you'll live forever. It claims to be able to predict when you will die.
All right, let's hear it.
A new artificial intelligence app claims to be able to predict the exact date that people die. You type in a bunch of stuff about your health, your habits, and your things like that, and then it actually gives you your exact date that you will die.
I wonder if this has ever been correct.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
It just, well, they have just got developed, so it's like, it's right. Fun. We'll let you know,
I'm
like,
really curious.
60 years from now.
Exactly.
Then, damn, remember when that health app said that bro was going to die in
it
60 years?
Right.
It was right.
Yep.
Men can do this are seen more attractive.
Pass.
All right. Big Cheese It menu returning to Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
On Friday, September 20th, today, those Big Cheese It menu items that has like the Cheez-It Crunch Wrap Supreme and the Cheez-It Tostada, where you get like the tostada shell and it's a Cheez-It, are all back at Taco Bell today.
That sounds awesome.
I've never had them before. They sound awesome.
Yeah,
though.
I've never that had them, awesome. But...
Cedar Point announces a record-breaking roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
I can't do roller coasters. I'm sorry, no. Kev.
Oh, I was just there!
Kevin, you'll never know how fast you could have gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you really wanted... Like, Kevin would go on it.
True.
My son would go on it.
Oh, really? Did you have a dream last night that you had sex with your boss?
Oh my, what does it mean?
Why do you want to know? Timer's going off, but I'll finish this one. This dream, if you had like a sex dream about your boss, it doesn't mean that you want to hook up with them. It actually means that you're feeling especially distant from your boss and their management style, and you need to figure out a way to be closer. So that's probably why you're like,
I don't know if I believe that's what it means.
What kind of dream did you have?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
There's something happening this weekend here in St. Louis that I've never been to, that I'm going to go to for the first time. And I was like, man, I wonder if other people out there have lived in St. Louis their whole lives and there's some really cool things locally that they've never done. Let's talk about it after Austin on Y98 St. Louis. How long have you lived in St. Louis? Your whole life? And is there something that is just so St. Louis that you've never been to, never done before? 314-531-9898. Anyone living here their whole lives and never been to the Budweiser tour, never been to a Cardinals game? Somehow haven't been to Forest Park. Mm-hmm. What is it for you? You're like, you guys are never going to believe this, but I have never experienced or done something that is just so St. Louis. 314-531-9898. It's because this weekend's a big weekend here in St. Louis. It's the balloon race.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool
weekend.
And the
balloon glow.
And the blue glow. My wife went to Wash U, and she went and is gone, but we've never gone as a family, and I've never been. When she went to Wash U, she would go every single year, and because we've had kids, I've just heard Forest Park is crazy, and it's later at night, too, for the glow. So we've never made it to the balloon race or the glow. But I think we're going to go tonight.
Awesome,
I want to see it so bad.
We took, Sarah and I took our kids when they were really little too, and they loved it. It's so cool because you get to see all these huge, different balloons, different shapes, different sizes, different, you know, characters, and then the colors with they glow when they put the fires on.
I heard
on
it's
and
gorgeous.
It is really, really something special. It
really?
Is really, really neat.
I've lived in St. Louis my entire life, and not only have I never gone, I had never heard of it until this year.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, a lot, but
I don't know how I've never heard of this. But
really?
I do want to go, and I feel like I'll probably go tomorrow.
So you're going to go tomorrow. I'm going to try to go tonight. I want to see the glow, because I think the glow is cooler for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, because I've never been. But to me, I want to see the colors and, like, the lights and stuff like that.
And I'm sure
my daughter is, like, one, though, so she can be up way past her bed. She'll be like, wake up, girl. Do you see these lights? They're glowing.
Yeah, and I'm sure the, you know, actual race start is neat. But as I said, you can see that driving around because it's all over St. Louis as it kind of travels from Forest Park.
AB, have you been to the Budweiser tour?
No.
AB, are you from St. Louis for real?
I've gone there for like their Christmas lights and stuff, but I've never gone on like an actual
tour
of the place.
Your name is AB.
Your name is AB.
I know.
Really? Kevin, is there anything that you haven't done?
The one thing that came up right away. No, I have never been to the Limp Mansion. I've never experienced that, dine there, or been on their haunted tour.
We got to go on that. We're trying to make that happen for Halloween, that because we want to bring like ghost hunters to the Limp Mansion because they say it's like the most haunted place in St. Louis. And I want to bring like a ghost on and be like, no, this thing just went off. There's a real ghost that's standing next to Kevin, of course. All right, what is something that you're going to be like, guys, you're going to be surprised, but I've lived here my whole life. I lived here for 10 years, 5 years, whatever, and I've never done what? 314-531-9898. It could be an experience as well. It could be somewhere here locally in the city. Who has lived here for a ridiculous amount of time in their life, and you might be like, just surprised that I've never been where? 314-531-9898. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. For you, Abby, how long have you lived in St. Louis, and where would people surprise that you've never been?
So I've lived in St. Louis for 40 years. I moved here when I was 3. I've never been inside the Arch or down to the Limp Mansion at all.
Oh, never the Arch.
Both are pretty scary. You know, being inside the Arch is like that, like, capsule is scary.
Well, yeah, I know. My wife won't do the pod because she's afraid of that.
How does she get up?
She doesn't.
Why have you never gone up the Arch? You got to at least do it just because you got to say you did it.
Right.
Well, and that's, I think I'm like his wife. I'm afraid to go up in there. And people say that when you get up to the top, like, yeah, it's a great view, but that you can feel it swaying, and I'm okay. I think I'd rather stay down on the ground. I can see it from an airplane.
Well, that is what's really cool about the Arch. In the museum, they have an exhibit down there that lets you experience the Arch without going into it, but you still have to go to the Arch to experience that.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that that existed either.
Oh, that museum's amazing.
You gotta at least go to the below the Arch. You have to like give your St. Louis card back or something like that until you go below.
Well, no, hey, and to redeem myself, I've sat on the stairs many times and watched many shows down there. So
good.
I mean, I've been under the Arch. I've just never been, you know, inside.
I felt like Abby got beeped at because they heard her. Thank you for calling. Abby, you've never been to the Arch, babe. What are some other places people haven't been?
You know, it's funny. A lot of people are saying they've never been to the Arch. Somebody says they live 2 hours outside of St. Louis and have never gone to a Cardinals game.
Damn. What's wrong with you?
Several people have never been to Limp Mansion. Somebody says, please do not disown me. I have tried Emo's Pizza and I'm still not a fan.
Dang.
Get out.
Yeah. Out. Yeah.
You can't live here and not like Emo's, man.
Right.
I'm just glad they've at least tried it. Sometimes I meet some people like, I haven't had Emo's. Like, where do you get pizza? Like Pizza Hut? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, and it's such a unique taste, but it's so good. It's like, and you will, I'm telling you right now, what you'll do is you'll start going to Subway and you'll start putting provolone on your sandwiches because you like Emo so much.
There you go. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for kicking off your weekend with us, commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's out, so I got your Hollywood hashtag. And someone from St. Louis made major headlines yesterday and is going viral because of her involvement with Thursday night football. I'll tell you who at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Hannah's out, so I'll take it over to the Hollywood hashtag, and we're going to talk about football. This is how I do it. No, it's actually making headlines because Nikki Glaser from St. Louis and such a St. Louis connection is going viral this morning because of her involvement with Thursday Night Football. So Amazon Prime bought the rights to Thursday Night Football, and it caught a bunch of flack last season for just being boring. They got bad games, the games were boring, the calls were boring, and it got bad ratings. And so they've been trying to mix it up. And one of the ways they tried to mix it up was this segment after the game called Late Hits. And it's with Nikki Glaser. And I think the reason they invited Nikki on to do this segment is because of the amount of excitement and people's positive feedback about the Tom Brady roast.
Right, right.
And she's the roast queen. So she went on there and roasted some of the players and roasted the game.
Shirley, I am so thrilled to be here. I want to be honest, I am pretty new to football. I used to think a two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex, but every day I'm learning something new.
Two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex. She had some other one-liners roasting the players.
It was New York versus Boston, a real battle of cities where you could get stabbed at a parade.
Like, people felt like that could have been off limits. Like, what is this there for?
I mean, thank God Belichick wasn't there to see this. He was too busy watching Blippi with his girlfriend. She's 24. You know, the Jets may have scored more points, but in the end, it was the Patriots who really won because they got to leave New Jersey.
So, one of the biggest criticisms of it was that the people were yelling in the background.
True.
Yeah. It is so hard to hear. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Amazon's got all this money. Like, what is happening? But yes, it was really hard to hear. So that was some of the criticism. And the other people felt like she was awkward or it was awkward because she roasted some of the guys at the, she was doing the show with. But that's what Nikki does. I felt like it was a cool opportunity to do something we all loved. We loved the Tom Brady roast. We love roasting each other. That's what sports and guys do. So I thought it was a good move from Amazon. I thought she's funny and like becoming the it star. So I loved everything about Nikki. I just felt like if anything was awkward, it was Amazon for the low-budget production.
Right, yeah. You know, it's one of those things, too, that they have done this before in the past with, like, comedians Frank Caliendo and, what's his name from Kansas City who used to do it as well. Used to be on The Office, stuff like that. They've had guys on the shows do this. I'm hoping this becomes a permanent thing for her. That'd be awesome.
They said there's going to be a couple of them, like, four or five scheduled throughout the season. And so, yeah, I thought it was funny. But, yeah, some people are talking about how it was just super awkward. But I didn't think it was Nikki's fault. And I actually thought it was a good idea. The thing that made it awkward was the people yelling in the background.
Yeah.
Like, let her just be funny. And that's something that you, like, post-game press conferences, all the same stuff. X's and O's, this and that. Now we get to, like, stay awake and listen to Nikki roast the game. That's hilarious.
Comedy above the crowd.
Yeah, right?
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show this week? We take a look back on an actual thing we said on the show because we say some crazy stuff and we see if you can guess what Kevin is beeped out here in this clip. It's
I knew it.
It's officially
Wow.
This app, picture this, told me what it is. It's
I don't know if I know the answer.
You're the one who told me the answer. Just so you know, AB.
Yeah, you want to hear it one more time?
It's
I knew it.
It's officially. Yeah. Wow. This picture this told me what it is. It's. What is it? What did
I have no idea.
Literally, there's a clip in that clip. That's you, AB. I don't know if you know that. That's you saying, I knew it.
Huh?
What is behind that beep where I showed everyone a picture of my what? And then we had to beep it out because I showed people a picture of it. And the people diagnosed it. 314-531-9898 if you know what the beep we said.
Wow. You say.
What the beep do we say on this show? I don't know. We actually take a look back on things that we said this week. Kevin beeped something out that was actually said. And it was about when we took a look at something I had taken a picture of. It's.
I knew it.
It's officially. Yeah, wow. This picture this told me what it is. It's. I had to take a picture of it, sent it in, and they said, Brett, you got beep beep. What is it? AB, you still don't know it?
I think I do know.
That's you on the clip.
Listening to it for a third time, I think I know what it is.
Did anyone text it?
Nobody texted in. Nobody texted in. The text we were getting was Kevin Provell is way different than Provolone.
Oh my God, yeah.
Kevin, earlier in the show.
Earlier in the set show, accidentally mixed up Provell and Provolone, and people just got super upset.
It's close enough.
You can never screw that up in St. Louis,
no,
Kevin.
No, you cannot.
Don't ever beeping screw it up again, okay?
Okay.
But no, I was diagnosed with... It's pokeweed.
I knew it.
It's officially pokeweed.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This picture this told me what it is. It's pokeweed. And they said, if Laura removes it, you'll probably be safe. If Brett removes it,
yeah,
I had a good run. I have pokeweed, guys.
Have you dealt with it yet?
No. I was supposed to do it this
it's
weekend.
It's just going
to
keep growing.
What you say?
My pokeweed keeps growing, guys.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, it's Friday, so that's fun. Let's have some fun for Fun Fact Friday as we kick off a real cool special weekend here in the Lewis. At Forest Park has the balloon race this weekend, so it's a great weekend here in St. Louis, and we have some fun on Fridays where we'll have a little fact competition. Kevin is the fact champion. Mm-hmm. He gave a chicken fact that was hyped for weeks on end, as we highly anticipated, and it delivered. So now he is the fact king. I will give a fact, and then we will go around the room judging which fact we find more interesting, more mind-blowing. We have our Hannah as our judge, AB, and Alex as our judges. All right, Kevin, you got another chicken fact or what?
Yeah, no, good luck beating last week.
This weekend is the change. This is when we move from summer to autumn. Mm-hmm. And because Hannah is an autumn baby, I have this fact that autumn babies live longer. Although the days may be getting shorter, those born in autumn could live longer, according to a study carried out by the Journal of Aging Research. It found that 30% of U.S. centenarians were born in the autumn seasons. One of the theories for this is because autumn marks a change in temperatures. Babies born in colder months can therefore develop a greater immunity to colds and flus. Some also believe that simply cold, crisp autumn air is good for your constitution.
You know, I always thought I'd die really young, so I'm glad to hear that. What?
Really? Okay. Well,
everybody in my family dies young.
Wow, that's just a deeper
thing. That's not a great mentality to have.
And an interesting fact about Hannah's family. Yeah. They just all die young.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a whole lesson just now from Kevin. You know, he went back to his roots and taught us a...
Centennial.
Yeah, I mean, taught us a whole lesson.
All right.
Centenarians.
Well, centenarian. Since Kevin's giving out history lessons, do you guys know what the most popular street name in the U.S. is?
The most popular street name?
Yep.
Is it Broadway?
It's not Broadway.
Is it Main Street?
It's not Main Street because first and Main Street exchange, it's actually Second Street.
Second
Street everywhere, but not every city has a First Street. Sometimes they have a Main Street, and then it goes Main Street, then Second Street. So Second is the most popular street name in the entire country.
Interesting.
Yeah, everyone found that interesting.
I think that was kind of boring.
Whatever.
I'm going to go with Kevin.
Is that the only fact?
The fact that you didn't know it, then you're like, oh, I guessed, and I got it wrong. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, it's boring, though.
If it was Broadway, maybe I'd rethink that. But I'm going to go with Kevin, because I love Hannah, and I don't want her to die young.
All right. Well, I'm going to let Hannah judge last. Alex, you judge second.
I'll let Hannah judge last, and I'll give Brett a pity vote.
Oh,
all right. Obviously, I'm going to go with Kev for the longevity of my life.
Do you really want to live that long, though? I mean, what are you going to do when you're like 90?
Yeah. I mean, I'm super excited, and I'm really glad I'm going to live forever now.
That's a fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.